for many smokers across England, this October is Stoptober. That's the campaign urging people to quit smoking this month and hopefully kick the habit for life. If you are one of those brave quitters, you might take inspiration from Public Health England's recent announcement that more people are quitting than ever before. Part of this success is thought to be down to the use of quitting aids, and among them, e-cigarettes. But there have been some confusing reports about whether vaping really does help people to kick the habit. To find out more, Laura Brooks sat down with Jamie Hartman-Boyce, researcher with the Cochrane Tobacco Addiction Group and lead author of Cochrane's recent review on e-cigarettes.
In Cochrane, what we do where we can is collect evidence from randomized controlled trials. And in the case of electronic cigarettes, we found two of these. And results when we combined them show that the electronic cigarettes with nicotine did appear to help people quit.
There are growing concerns, aren't there, about the risks associated with vaping. Based on the evidence that you've seen, how safe are they?
It's a really interesting question. It's hard to quantify safety for a number of reasons, partly because we don't have long-term data. They haven't been around really for all that long, and they certainly haven't been in common use for all that long. Another issue with assessing their safety is that the devices are changing all the time. Usually these changes are for the better, but that also makes it difficult to assess. Now, when we think about electronic cigarettes, what we really are comparing them to is regular cigarettes. And everything that we do know from the evidence suggests that electronic cigarettes are really considerably safer. We didn't find any evidence of any serious side effects that were associated with their use, but the studies that we have in our review only went up to 2 years.
Right, and that's an important point, isn't it? So does that mean we don't know what the long-term effects could be?
We haven't seen the data on the long-term effects, but we know from our studies of cigarettes a lot of the things that happen in your body that mean in the long term those cigarettes are likely to cause disease. And when we've measured those things in users of electronic cigarettes, the studies that we found in our review found that they appeared much safer than regular cigarettes.
E-cigarettes might be safer than tobacco, but does that mean they are actually safe? Some scientists have expressed alarm about certain flavourings, because while these chemicals might be harmless to eat, that doesn't necessarily mean that they are also safe to inhale. Harvard public health scientist Joe Allen.
For over a decade, we've known about severe lung disease associated with inhaling flavoring chemicals because of workers in the popcorn packaging industry, many of whom developed severe and irreversible lung disease after inhaling these flavoring chemicals. In particular, one of the chemicals that got the most attention is called diacetyl or diacetyl. And we detected diacetyl in over 75% of the flavored e-cigarettes we tested. And this is the chemical that in the United States, the investigating agency said it's highly likely that diacetyl contributed to the occurrence of fixed obstructive lung disease, also known as bronchiolitis obliterans, also known as popcorn lung. So we don't know much at all right now about the hazard associated with these flavored e-cigarettes. And that was one of the goals of our study, is to be sure that when we start talking about e-cigarettes and safety and risk, is that flavoring chemicals are part of that conversation.
Joe Allen, who also believes that e-cigs should be regulated as carefully as tobacco cigarettes. But how are e-cigarettes currently regulated? Amanda Sanford works for the charity ASH, Action on Smoking and Health.
Really, virtually all of the e-cigarettes that are on the market now in the UK are governed by the European Union Tobacco Products Directive. That means that there are restrictions on the limits on the amount of nicotine per product. There's essentially a ban on the advertising and marketing that crosses borders, so sort of mass media type advertising. And there are other sort of rules such as requiring a sort of health warning on them. But otherwise, they are still classed essentially as consumer products, so they are a sort of separate category, you know, they're treated differently from tobacco products.
And we heard earlier from Jamie that e-cigarettes are thought to be a lot safer than smoking tobacco, but presumably there is still some level of risk. No one is recommending that we inhale chemicals into our lungs if we can avoid it.
Yes, I mean, that's a fair point. The Public Health England conducted a review of the evidence last year, which sort of complements the Cochrane review, and they found that e-cigarettes were about 95% safer than tobacco products. But you're right that there's going to be some small risk from continually inhaling a vapour, and we certainly don't know what the long-term risks are, particularly to the lungs. But we always come back to the comparator, which is tobacco smoking, because these products are not, by and large, used by non-smokers. They are being used by smokers and recent ex-smokers. And we know the harm from smoking is so great that undoubtedly e-cigarettes are a safer alternative.
Amanda Sanford, so where does this leave us? We've heard the evidence that vaping is much less harmful than tobacco smoke. So if you're a smoker looking to make the switch to e-cigs, the consensus is that it's probably a good move. But consumers should also be aware that there are still some safety concerns, and future trials will be needed so scientists and policymakers can better assess the risks. But if you're quitting this October, remember there are many options out there to help you. The best place to start is to get advice from your doctor or local stop smoking service, who can help you find the best strategy to go smoke-free for life.
Laura Brooks there with Jamie Hartman-Boyce, Joe Allen and Amanda Sanford.